Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. I'm going to start off today's episode by asking, what does collective need to hear right now? What does collective need to hear right now? The Lovers reversed, King of Swords reversed, Knight of Pentacles reversed, Five of Wands reversed, and on the back, the Emperor. So with the Lovers reverse card, I'm seeing that there is maybe some instability, some conflict with somebody else. I feel like maybe are you going through like a breakup or something? This could also be within yourself, right? There's a part of you that feels unstable, that there's, I feel like a lot of unloving energy. It almost feels like you're wanting for more love, but you're not having it. The King of Swords reverse, I feel like there's conflict. There is mental energy being put towards fighting. The Knight of Pentacles reverse, I'm seeing that it's almost like you wanted something to move forward. You had these ideas, these seeds, right? But they're not growing. I feel like with the Five of Wands reverse, there's just conflict going on. And I feel like maybe this is with, if it's with somebody else, I feel like there might be a breakup going on. There might be a realization of things that you weren't aware of before. Maybe you and your partner or your business partner or your friendship. I feel like there's something going on that's being revealed that you can't undo, because with that King of Swords energy, it's a very vicious energy. Think of a blade. I mean, it's just, I feel like there are words being thrown around, feelings being hurt in a very serious way. And the Five of Wands reverse feels almost like it's getting more intense. With that Knight of Pentacles reverse, I'm seeing that there's a halting of energy, right? It's almost like maybe you had plans to do something together, right? Pentacles is resources, money. And so maybe I'm seeing maybe you wanted to move into an apartment together, buy a home together, start a business together. I feel like you had these ideas of wanting to do something with this individual, but it's not happening. I feel like things are being halted. And if it's within yourself, I don't think it is though, because now that I'm tapping into it, if it's within yourself, it's probably just conflict within yourself about how to move forward and what to do. But I sense right now this reading for the collective is more of external partnerships, external endeavors, things falling through. The Emperor upright to me is a card that's a very wise, masculine, protective energy. Maybe I feel like that's really what you want. And that's what you thought you were going to have. That's what you thought you were getting into. But actually what you're getting is the King of Swords reverse energy. Somebody who is not supportive. Somebody who is not on their best interest for you. The Lovers to me reverse is about just, I keep seeing a breakup. Something that is coming to the surface and it's just, it's not pretty, right? You're not having a good time. The Ten of Pentacles upright. The Hanged Man reversed. Two of Cups reversed. Four of Cups reversed. So a lot of emotional unhappiness. That Ten of Pentacles, I feel like that was your goal. That is still your goal, but maybe it's not with this person, right? The Lovers reversed, the Two of Cups reversed. This is just a partnership that's not what you actually want. This isn't what you had in your mind, right? I feel like you had these ideas, these grand plans, you know, I'm going to build a future with this person. I'm going to start this business with this person. We're going to grow. It's going to be massive. We're both going to love it. I feel like, you know, I feel like you feel unhappy right now. That Four of Cups reversed, you feel unhappy. The card is this individual under a tree. He has three cups and then one's being offered to him. And he's not happy. His arms are crossed. He's like, this isn't what I thought that I was going to be getting, right? This isn't what I thought this was going to be. I thought we were going to be the Ten of Pentacles. I thought we were going to be upright lovers, upright Two of Cups. And it's just not happening, right? We're just having a lot of fighting. That Five of Wands reversed and the fights are getting more intense. I thought you were the Emperor. I thought you were going to be this individual who's wise, who's got my back, who can protect me. And it's not showing that way. You're actually not a nice individual, right? I just sense a lot of heartbreak around this right now. And I don't know. I just sense that you're just going through this realization, this discovery of this other individual. The Hanged Man reverse to me, I'm seeing that this is going to be a really good time. I feel like a part of you doesn't want to because it's reversed, but this is going to be a really good time for you to move away, create some space, get some new perspective, maybe just kind of shop around, be around other people that will show you that not everybody is like this, right? I kind of feel like you had kind of put your eggs in one basket. You had thought, you know, this is my person. This is what we're going to do. This is the plan. And now that it's not happening that way, a part of you needs to just get some perspective through distance, right? Through just some kind of distance, some kind of movement, some kind of angling away. Just something needs to happen within you in order to get some perspective about what's going on. Right, because I feel like we're not really sure exactly what's going on. I'm not sure if it's just because the person just isn't who they said they were. They aren't who they presented themselves to be. I'm not sure. I mean, I really feel like that's really what's going on, right? And I feel like that's really upsetting because you're that Four of Cups reversed. And the Two of Cups reversed is just a really unhappy card, right? Like really sad. And it came out next to the Lovers. Like also, like just I keep seeing a partnership that isn't fulfilling. A partnership that doesn't feel good. A partnership that maybe started out with a lot of passion because the Lovers upright is a very passionate card, right? There's a lot of fire, a lot of energy. Both parties are saying, yes, this is awesome. You're exactly what I want. This is everything. But because it's reversed, I'm seeing that the passion has now dwindled down and you're kind of asking yourself, am I going to find the Ten of Pentacles energy that I thought I was going to have with this person? Because it's not looking that way, right? I'm not really getting that sense. I feel like they're not really who they said they were going to be. I don't know if I should invest in my future with them. I don't know if we should do those. I feel like you were going to invest with them in a shared something. And now you're kind of questioning, maybe it's not a good time to do that. Maybe I shouldn't do that with this person. Maybe it's about the timing. I feel like you're just asking yourself these questions, like what's going on? Because the Five of Wands reverse, I just keep seeing conflict. You're both in conflict. You're both arguing. The King of Swords to me is also about arguing. Like reverse is just arguing, words being thrown around, ideas being thrown around. And yeah, I'm just sensing a lot of unhappiness, a lot of tension. I'm gonna pull some more cards. Three of Swords upright. Definitely a lot of heartbreak, a lot of tension, a lot of sadness, a lot of. I keep seeing like dreams being broken, unfulfilled, not coming true, reality crashing in. Maybe you were in this honeymoon phase where everything was very fired up for these 3 months. You were just like, oh my gosh, yes, my person, finally, yes. But then things are now crashing down around you and you're not sure why. You're feeling kind of lost and you're feeling unhappy. And I feel like a part of you is still holding on to that Ten of Pentacles. Like you want to make it work. And you want this, right? And you deserve that. You deserve that Ten of Pentacles. But I feel like right now you're asking, do I want this with this person? Because it's not seeming that way. And I feel like you're asking yourself, is it them? Is it me? Is it us? What's going on? The Ace of Pentacles reversed. So I'm seeing that there is, I don't know, it isn't a good time to invest right now, right? There is almost like a loss, like a financial loss. It's almost maybe like you did invest in something, and then something happened where you're realizing, oh, I really shouldn't keep investing in that because the initial investment was not a good idea. Look at how I feel like you planted a seed, you made a move with this person, and then now it's being revealed to you that that wasn't a good investment for whatever reason, right? Because actually, for the reasons that maybe you just aren't compatible with this person, right? The Lovers reversed, the Two of Cups reversed, everything is just showing. Emotional unfulfillment. You're not being fulfilled emotionally. And I feel like maybe you're kind of, I just sense that you're blaming yourself because it's almost like, oh, like this is happening again, or oh, I should have seen this coming. But no, I feel like you had to invest in this person in order for these things to be revealed to you. But it's also not too late to tap out. It's also not too late to just be like, you know what? Undo. Undo button, Control Z, I'm out. We have the Eight of Swords reversed. So I do feel like there is this illusion of you being tied to this situation, of you being tied to this person. I feel like maybe Maybe this person is trying to manipulate you, right? The King of Swords reverse to me is a very good manipulator, just very skilled at it, very good with his words, very good at worming his way into your head, worming his way into your mind, trying to sell you something, and then just really good at it, right? Someone who is just not a good person to be around, right? I don't like using the word toxic too much, but it is a toxic individual. Someone who's just a very good manipulator, which is just bad news. And with that Eight of Swords reversed, I feel like he's using his ideas, or he or she is using their ideas, their words, their mindset to create, to sell you this reality of you being trapped, of you having no option, of you having no choices, of you having already invested, so might as well just keep investing, of, like maybe this is your fault and that's why I'm acting like this. And I feel like a part of you is getting lost, right? Lost in the sauce, and you're just kind of thinking, oh my gosh, it is me. Maybe I should just keep going. Maybe the things are going to change. Maybe it is my fault. Maybe, and I feel like upright, this is someone who's starting to realize, like, hey, I am trapped. I don't feel like I have any options. Maybe you invested way too much of yourself, right, in resources or just in yourself as a person. But I do feel like resources, you invested yourself so much, or I feel like just too much of your resources. And I mean, I'm not blaming you, right? Because it did seem, I feel like in the beginning of this partnership, that things were amazing, that everything made sense. And the only logical thing was to invest. And now that you did, things are revealed. And I feel like through this investment, I feel like there is almost a sense of being chained to this person, of being chained to this commitment of this idea. But you're not liking, you like the idea, you like everything, but you don't like the person that this is happening with, right? And they don't even like you either, right? Like it's reversed, everything's reversed. And there's just heartbreak going on. And I feel like now you're both realizing how incompatible you actually are. At the same time, I feel like this person is trying to trap you into something, and maybe yourself, maybe it's you, the Eight of Swords reverse, maybe it's you trying to tell yourself you have no option. You invested X amount of money into this, you can't back down. I feel like you're just getting this image of you being almost like buried deeper and deeper and deeper into this like heavy burden, into this like hole, just being really like, well, might as well, there's no option, there's no option. Let me pull some more cards. The Death upright. You know that this whole endeavor, you can't go through with it. You can't keep going. The happiness isn't going to be in just buckling down and then putting on your backpack and just going through it, You can't do that. You know that an ending has to happen. I feel like maybe even both of you already realize this, right? The Three of Swords came up. Maybe both of you already realize this. And with that Eight of Swords reverse, I'm seeing like you both don't really want to end it, because I feel like you're both so into the idea of the Ten of Pentacles. But I don't know. I feel like just it has to end. This, you can't keep investing and hope that in the future things will change. When things are showing you what the things are, what the truth of the thing is, you can't just keep going. You can't just keep investing and thinking things are going to change, things are going to be different, whatever. Don't. Do not. The High Priestess reversed. Your intuition right now is giving you so much information about the situation, about this person. This could also be in your dreams, but I feel like in your waking life, things are being shown to you. Information is being revealed. There's a tiny voice in your heart, in your mind, that's saying, don't do this, do that. Don't trust them. Don't believe them. Move away. Do that. Maybe try this. You always have an option. Maybe move. Maybe change. Maybe transfer. Maybe. There's that small voice that you need to pay attention to. Because it's reversed, I feel like you're ignoring that voice. And I feel like right now is not the time to do that. It's never the time to do that. The Four of Pentacles upright. So I'm seeing that with this card, even though everything is pointing to no, you need to end this, you need to move away, take the lessons and just move on. Like, you shouldn't be arguing this much. The Five of Wands reverse, you shouldn't be arguing this much. You shouldn't be this unhappy. Four of Cups reverse. This isn't what you thought you were going to be getting. And I feel like the Four of Pentacles upright, focus on what is stable in your life. Because it came out, I'm sensing that maybe your foundations, your stability in yourself, are still intact. And that's what you need to tap into. Don't fall into the ideas of the Eight of Swords reversed. Don't fall into the ideas of whatever, you know, I feel like there is this dream, this illusion that keeps wanting to come up and just, it's clouding your mind. Go back to your basics. Go back to that Four of Pentacles. What do I have? What's coming in? What's coming out? What do I want? Who is this person? Who am I? Really just get it down, maybe even on paper. Maybe meditate about it. Tap into your intuition, that High Priestess card. I feel like the High Priestess card is coming up saying like, hey, I'm here to help. Hey, I'm here to guide you. And all you really need to do is just back away, retreat, find some space in order to move forward. Because the ending is here. Death upright, the ending is here. Whether you like it or not, this isn't going to continue. This isn't healthy. This isn't a good idea. And I feel like the Four of Pentacles is saying, hey, you're not as unstable as you think you are. You're actually not unstable at all. This is just a lot of emotional instability. Emotional instability has this innate aspect of itself that bleeds into feeling unstable everywhere, you know, and it's true. Things do affect other parts, but you're not actually financially or resources wise. You're not unstable. I'm just seeing because the Ten of Pentacles, it's still upright, right? I feel like you're still good. The dream is still intact. Maybe just not with this person. Maybe just not at this time. Maybe just not at this something. And the Two of Cups reversed, the Four of Cups reversed. It's just a lot of emotional instability that's making you feel like, hey, maybe I am financially unstable as well. Because my mental stability, Eight of Swords reversed, King of Swords reversed, Three of Swords. It's like, go back to basics. Go back to your physical body. Take care of your body. Tap into the foundations. I feel like I'm seeing this image of there's this story that has developed. Go ahead and hit rewind to go back to the origin of that story. The origin of that story was you. You with your foundations, you with your resources, you with your physical body, you with yourself. You have these foundations very grounded, very stable. And that's the only reason that you really felt like, let's jump in and create something with this other person. Go back to that. That's still intact. Everything else is a wash, but that's okay. I'm sure you learned a lot of things, right? That is a phase you needed to go through in order to realize things. But go back to your basics. The Five of Pentacles upright. I feel like a part of you is just really sad that this whole situation has even happened. You just kind of feel, I don't know, but I see that there's this illusion of being kicked out, this illusion of, well, I've already invested this much in this person, in this situation. Might as well just keep going because otherwise I'm going to be kicked out. I'm going to be left out in the cold. I'm going to be out in the snow. But I feel like it's just all this illusion. And all you need to really do is go back to basics and hit undo. Because I don't think the situation you're in right now is very healthy. I think you need to just retreat, tune into your intuition, accept that this is an ending. Get some new perspective with the Hanged Man reverse. Get some new perspectives because right now I feel like maybe you've been, I'm seeing like fingers crossed, right? I feel like you're like this with that person. You're like so tight with that person that you're not able to see your truth anymore. You're both hurting. You both realize a lot of things and you're also not letting go. With that Three of Swords upright, you're not letting go. You're just letting the hurting be there. You're letting the hurting affect you. You're wanting to hit undo, but keep moving forward with this person, but you're not sure how. So I feel like you're in there, you're in the muck, and you're being sold this idea, maybe by the other person, but I feel like also by yourself, you're thinking, well, if I don't move forward, I'm going to be kicked out. I'm going to be left out in the muck. I don't have the resources. I feel like you invested so much of something, and you kind of feel like you just might as well keep investing. But there is this phrase, what is it called? It's like sunk loss profit. What is it called? Let me look it up. Sunk cost. Okay, the sunk cost fallacy. When you invest in something, but then you realize, oh, it's not a good investment. But then a part of you thinks, and this is the sunk cost fallacy, which thinks, well, I already invested, might as well keep investing. But without realizing that, if you actually zoom out, you might as well just accept the loss. Accept that the initial investment is a loss because that'll actually cost you a lot less than continuing to invest in that, right? And so I feel like the sunk cost fallacy is what's coming into play right now. Don't keep investing in something that you know isn't something that you want, right? And so let's look on the back. The Ace of Cups reversed. Right now is just the time to check in with yourself, to treat yourself with self-love, to fill your cup, because your cup right now is empty. The Ace of Cups reversed. Your cup is empty. You feel lost right now. You also feel tired, but you're also not alone. You're Four of Pentacles. You're still stable. You're still grounded. Get some new perspective. I feel like that's really going to help you. I keep seeing this image of travel, like move somewhere, try something new, right? Just get some space from this individual, so you can tap into the High Priestess, because I feel like she's been talking to you. This intuitive, mysterious, mystic part of you that's connected to everything and that has a lot of wisdom. It's connected to your subconscious. Your subconscious knows what's up, right? It records everything in your life. It doesn't miss a thing. So it has the answers. And I feel like you just need to tap into that part of yourself, because right now you feel alone. Right now you feel stressed out and you feel alone, right? The Five of Pentacles, I'm sensing a lot of aloneness. You feel, yeah, like this dream has been shattered and you're sad about it. So right now is just a really good time to fill your cup up. Remember the things that you love to do and then do those things, right? So yeah, that's going to be it for today's reading. And yeah, thank you for tuning up. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for showing up. And I'm now going to move on to the Reiki portion of the episode, which I think would be really helpful, because I do feel like if you were called to this episode, you're processing a lot. And I feel like just maybe setting an intention for that would be really helpful. And yeah, I will see you in the next episode. And that's it. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.